This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
And good morning. It's Friday, July 5th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. The Clover Network expands in the Springs, and a very resilient business topped the headlines today. First Data Corporation's Clover Network is growing its workforce and staff in the Springs. Clover specializes in point-of-sale technology, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal. The company added 22 employees in 2018 and plans to add 29 employees this year. Ultimately, they expect to reach 125. Openings include software engineers, technical account managers, technical writers, developer relations, quality assurance, and others. Clover is currently leasing 16,000 square feet of office space on Garden of the Gods Road, and they have plans to add 10,000 more square feet as they continue their growth trajectory. A Florissant coffee shop is back open after the death of its co-owner in Afghanistan. An Army Staff Sergeant, Staff Sergeant First Class Elliot Robbins, died as a result of non-combat injuries earlier this week. In a testament to business resiliency, Costello Street Coffee House manager Harold Perry says they closed for just a few days to mourn before reopening on Independence Day. A small ceremony was held yesterday to raise money for Robin's wife and their young child. And more Springs business expansion. Christian Brothers Automotive has opened a new location in Rockrimmon, according to the Business Journal. The new shop is on Rockrimmon Boulevard and Delmonico Drive and adds to 200 Christian Brothers locations already across the country. In travel news, also with thanks to the Springs Business Journal, a news release issued by the Colorado Springs Airport indicates that traffic and overall traffic has decreased by about 11% in this year. However, airport officials note passengers are filling virtually all of the available seats. A decrease in the number of available airplane seats is apparently what has accounted for those lower traffic numbers. The news release further states that there will be a substantial increase in the number of seats in the second half of this year. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is expanding the state's lawsuit against opioid producer Purdue Pharma. The lawsuit now includes both company executives and the Sackler family, which owns the company. Weiser says Purdue Pharma promoted painkillers like OxyContin, knowing that they were highly addictive. Several other states have filed similar lawsuits. Weiser says he believes drug companies are being sued by the states for damages associated with the opioid crisis and that they will reach settlements. On the national employment front, the jobs machine is back in high gear. The economy added 224,000 jobs in June, bouncing back from May's 75,000. Analysts had forecast growth of only around 165,000 new jobs last month. While jobs increased, so did unemployment. The jobless rate rose to 3.7% in June after holding at 3.6% for several months. Stocks are opening lower as stronger-than-expected jobs data put a damper on expectations of the Fed cutting interest rates next month. The U.S. economy added 224,000 jobs in June, much higher than forecast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 100 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were also lower. And if you like fast cars and you have deep pockets, Ford has just announced its first $1 million car. It might turn heads, but you can't drive it on the street. The Ford GT Mark II isn't street legal, and it isn't certified for racing in any circuit, but it is fast. It generates 700 horsepower, going from 0 to 60 in just 3 seconds, with a top speed of 216 miles per hour. Ford says it will build only 45 of the GT Mark II at the price of $1.2 million each. BMW and Mercedes company Daimler are joining forces to make self-driving cars. The German automakers announced a new partnership yesterday to develop autonomous driving technology. The companies say their engineers will work toward driver-assisted systems and automated driving on highways and parking. Daimler and BMW both say they are targeting 2024 as a key date for installing the technology in cars for the general public. And that's it for this week's KRDO Business Cast, coming up in future editions of the Extra Business Edition. This coming Friday at 9 a.m., we will work on part two with Misty Meschler and our friend Catherine Hammond. And we had our first edition last Friday. What we discussed, of course, was business succession planning. Talked about the variables, which more often than not are the humans involved in those processes, and ownership and transference of ownership. What's the business sustainability plan? How do you continue? Where's the continuity? If somebody is in an accident, becomes permanently disabled, if that's you, if that's your business, what plans have you got in place to continue that business, protect your business, keep it in the family, so to speak? And a couple of points that Misty and Catherine made that I thought were particularly relevant included the fact that virtually every business is a family business when you think about it in those terms. Anybody who is part of your business comes from a family. And that business, if they are part owner, of course, becomes an asset to be passed down from one generation to the next, because in situations where there is probate, things like that, the family comes first. And you could, as a partner, very well become partners with somebody who is not a business person, could be hostile to you and to your business. There's a lot of risk involved in not having a plan in place. And secondly, from Misty, she noted that every one of us has a plan for our business in place, but most of us have that plan in our heads. So be sure to join us this coming Friday at 9 a.m. for Catherine Hammond and Misty Meschler for the Extra Business Edition. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on Podcasts.